God morning to you. He made it personal. The Lord is a rock, a fortress, and a deliverer. God is a rock. He is a shield and the horn of salvation, a stronghold. If you said amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, or yes, he is, when I read that, then you probably know the Lord in a way that some people may not know him. In fact, if your heart skipped a beat, a shudder raced through your body, or maybe a tear welled up in your eyes as you recalled his hand in your life, then it may seem strange to say that these words, and let me say them again, the Lord is a rock, a fortress, and a deliverer. God is a rock. He is a shield and the horn of salvation, a stronghold. These words can be spoken with conviction, emotion, and absolute sincerity, and yet be only an indisputable intellectual fact to the speaker. But David, Israel's greatest king except for Christ, David, the slayer of Goliath, the author of some of the most precious and well-known passages in the scriptures, including Psalm 23 and this passage, which is Psalm 18 and 2, couldn't leave his heart out of the psalm. The correct and complete rendering of Psalm 18:2 is this: the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. What did David do? He made it personal. What God was to David was far more than a series of mere academic truths about God, all true, but devoid of any emotional or spiritual attachment to the God he was speaking of. To everything that David declared God is, present tense, he made it personal and added the possessive pronoun my and changed everything. If the sound of a seasoned saint singing, I don't know what he is to you, but I know what he is to me, followed by he's all I want to own, he's my chief cornerstone, you understand what David was feeling about his Lord. What did David do? He made it personal because he was fully aware of the providential hand of God moving through his life to secure for himself favor and blessings he could in no way achieve apart from God. Oh, saints, it's good to know that God is a rock. It's good to know that God is a fortress. It's good to know that God is a deliverer. It's good to know that God is a shield. It's good to know that God is salvation. It's good to know that God is a stronghold. But it is so much better to know, as David did, because he made it personal, that God is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my shield, my salvation, and my stronghold. If ever God has stepped in and done something in your life that you know only he could have done, then you know that changes everything. It is no longer God is, and you can fill in the blank. It is now God is my, and you can fill in the blank. Has God made anything personal to you today? Can you say God is my